gathered to worship and exalt the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, look, it doesn't matter if you are here on a personal invite or a drive-by. We get drive-bys, people driving by, I'm going to go to church this morning. Or, you know, the Lord just drew you here. Or however you got here, we're thankful that you're here. And we pray that you'll be richly ministered to this Lord's Day. So you have honored us by your presence. We're so thankful for you being here. And during our time of fellowship, we're going to put in your hands a brochure of information, which helps you understand all the opportunities that you and your household have to engage in discipleship and the way you can grow in your walk with the Lord. So please familiarize yourself with that material. There's a guest card that we ask you please complete so we can, number one, pray for you. On the backside of that guest card is a spot for a prayer request. So even if it's unspoken, doesn't matter, allow us the privilege of interceding for you this new week. But again, we're blessed to have you today and pray God's richest blessings upon you. Now, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we are so thankful for all of those who have served and are serving our great country. And if you are a vet or you know of someone, maybe you stand in recognition of your family in connection with somebody that was a vet, or you are serving currently, would you just stand to your feet all over the house? If you're a vet, you know someone that is, whatever the case may be, you've served, are serving, we are thankful for your service to our country. Thank you so much. Amen. Know that, thank you so much. Know that your service is very much appreciated. And I want to encourage you guys to educate the younger generation on what Veterans Day is all about. That they understand and know why we celebrate Veterans Day, and we're thankful for the freedoms that we're currently enjoying. The greatest freedom is in Christ. Amen. But we're thankful for you men and women who have served and are serving. We're grateful for what you have done and are doing. Your word for today, we're a word-based church, so we like to put a verse in your hand when you walk in the door. This is a good one, 1 Timothy 6:12. While you're getting that out, don't forget the invites. Jesus, that name. This is going to be a phenomenal celebration of the advent of Jesus for our choir and drama group and all that. It's going to be great. This is an awesome opportunity to invite the unchurched. You know, a lot of folks that come to an event like this, we've had a lot of people saved, come to know Christ in our musicals and stuff. They're gospel saturated. It's all about Jesus. We ain't singing Jingle Bells and Frosty the Snowman, but it's all about Jesus. And so you come and you invite folks. These invites are out there. We got smaller ones that you can put in the drink, the bank drive-through, the restaurant drive-through, your waiters, waitresses, you just put them everywhere. Saturate Carroll County with these invites and get folks to be with us on that great event. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold. That's a good word. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession amongst many witnesses. And if you know Jesus, you got a good profession to profess, amen? And may we be on mission as we go. And if there be any potential thing that could distract your worship today, we stop right here and just pause and individually pray all over the congregation. Ask God to do a work in your heart today. If there's anything that needs to be confessed, now is the time to do it. You want to get clear airwaves to the Holy Spirit. And ask God to do a work in your personal life. May we leave here a changed people. Amen? For God to do a great work. Brother Herb, we are blessed beyond degree to have you. And you've allowed me the humble privilege of traveling with you to Alaska and Israel. And I've been most humbled to be with you in your church. And we've been longingly looking forward to having you. So blessings, brother. We're thankful for you being here. And I know God's going to use you in a great, great way today. You don't want to miss, of course, this morning and this evening. It's going to be a great day. We're looking forward to the Lord to do a great thing. Please continue to undergird the Postel family in your prayers as they transition the homegoing of their son, Sam, and continue to pray for them in the days and weeks that lie ahead. You pray, and then I'll close this out in prayer. Ask God to do something great, guys. Y'all pray. Lord Jesus, we're so grateful and thankful for the wonderful privilege we have to have assembled here in these facilities for which you have provided for us. And we're grateful, Lord, that we can meet without fear, without persecution. Lord, that you have blessed us here to the freedom to assemble. May we never take that for granted. And Lord, we're grateful that we have multiple copies of your word in written form, electronic fashion. Lord, you've graced us with the full text in a language we can read, comprehend through the illumination of the Holy Spirit. We're grateful, Lord, and we pray for our brothers and sisters who are persecuted around this world for their faith. Lord, may you undergird them, protect them, shield them, but yet use them to expose the gospel. And Lord, we pray for those who have as of yet to receive the scriptures in their known tongue. Lord, may we be part and parcel of spreading the word through the Seed Company. Lord, we pray this morning also in our 31-day missionary prayer calendar for Moses and Sangha in Uganda, Brother Bill in Haiti. We pray for these two brothers who are serving you faithfully. May you guide them, direct them, provide for them, meet their every need, but most of all, use them, Lord, to be on mission. Again, we thank you for our veterans. And Lord, for those who have given of their lives and sacrificed so much for our freedoms to enjoy, Lord, may your hand of blessing be upon them. And where there's been loss of life, may you comfort those families. And Lord, I pray for the Postels, their family, and Ms. Abby. Lord, I undergird them. May you strengthen them, Lord. Guide them, direct them in the days ahead. And Lord, just continue, we pray, to prove yourself faithful. Lord, we love you. We thank you for first loving us. And Lord, I pray as your word goes forth today, this evening, that God, you'd do a work here that only you can do. Thank you for your servant you've brought our way. Thank you for the ministry of Brother Herb, his passion for the word. And Lord, we pray for his pulpit back at North Jacksonville Baptist Church. Lord, you'll do an awesome work there this morning, this evening as well. Bless his family in his absence. And Lord, may you fall upon him and use him in a great, mighty, and dynamic way on these grounds today. We love you. In the name of Jesus and our soon coming King, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Oh, how marvelous is our Lord's name today. Can we sing this chorus together, church? Oh, Lord, how marvelous to sing it. With all we're thankful for your marvelous, wonderful name. How blessed we are, God, to call you our Lord. And oh, how thankful for your presence in our midst today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guests, we're so honored that you're here. This is a special day for you, guests. We are thankful. Many of our folks have been inviting folks to come and be a part of our special day today. And we want to greet you, and we want to get to know you just a little better. Our ushers have a packet of information for you. It tells you a little bit about the church. And inside there is a guest card. Please take that out. Fill it out. Drop it in the offering plate, or you can give it to an usher as you exit today so that we can find you, guest, if you will, please, as our honored guest. Remain seated. Members, will you please stand? Turn around and find all those guests around you now. Have a time of fellowship together as our choir sings.
Jesus Christ. the blood, it is my victory.
If you're glad you're saved this morning, say amen. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and let's ask God to bless this offering today. Lord, we love you today. We thank you. We praise you for all you've done in this place. God, with humble hearts, we call out to you to ask you to please, God, to continue to have your Holy Spirit move and to dissect hearts. Lord, as there's been people we've prayed for, as we've prayed for our church, as we've prayed for our community, God, how thankful we are now to have an opportunity to continue to show the way. Lord, I pray that your blood of Jesus will ring in their ears, that if there be one that's lost here today, God, that you'll draw them before it's everlasting too late, because you have a perfect plan, a soul-winning plan, God, that can change their life forever. Lord, I pray that you'll do mighty works in those hearts. God, I ask that you touch the pastor that's coming to preach for us today. Anoint his words. Use him in a great and mighty way, God, to bring you glory and honor in this place. And Lord, I pray for this offering. As we continue to worship by way of our giving, Lord, anoint your people as they give of their tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Darkness, my God, that